Welcome back. 9 minutes to 9 o'clock. If you want to talk about commitment, commitment is waking up very, very early this morning. Commitment is leaving your home in Delft very, very early this morning. Commitment is not taking not one, but two taxis to come to the CBD, to come to Greenpoint this morning. And that's exactly what Anita Tlazo did. She has the commitment to her craft and to her passion that she's traveled all the way from Delft this morning, taken two taxis because she wants to talk to us about her passion. Anita Tlazo is a fashion designer from Delft, the owner of a clothing label called Afro Grunge. She's made it onto the shortlist for showcasing at the African Fashion Week in London, scheduled to take place in October later this year. She's a graduate of CPUT. She has poured her blood, sweat and tears into building not only this passion of design, but also the business of fashion design. And she's in studio with me. Anita, thanks so much. Really, really appreciate it. You must be excited and you're holding your thumbs and you're biting your nails because you shortlisted.
Yes.
To go to London later this year for the African Fashion Week. That must be a bit of a nerve-wracking experience for you, but best of luck. I hope you go.
Thank you so much. I will go.
You will go. It is happening.
It will happen. It will happen. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me about Afro Grunge. It's something that that was born out of your passion for fashion design. You were a student at CPUT.
Yes, yes.
Tell me about your story of how it starts and how it ends up with you going to London.
Yes.
for London Fashion Week.
It started literally through self-exploration using fashion design, using clothing. Mm. And at the time when I was growing up, I really liked the style that I later learned was best described as grunge. So grunge transcends from music to style to a way of living. It's more like ethos or an attitude, right? Mm. And then through that, I was like, okay, no one else is doing this. No one else is dressing like this, especially in a community that I was growing up in, which is Gugulethu, where it was predominantly black people. Mm. So I would always stick out. But at the same time, I just wanted to fit in somehow. And when I coined the term Afro Grunge, it was the perfect box for me to fit in because it encompassed me being a person of color and me liking the subculture that centered around whiteness. And then with that, I was like, okay, now I need to learn how to actually design and make these clothes and channel all this energy into something that could blossom and put me in a different space, right? And then I went to CPUT. I learned how to design, and immediately after getting my degree, I was like, let's start a business. Let me protect this name. Let me go to CIPC and register my company. And then the process of learning how to actually run a business started from there. Because in my mind, I was like, okay, now I have the skill to design. I'm sorted. And then the business world is like, no, man. There's more to it.
So how did the opportunity come to take Afro Grunge to showcase that in London later this year? It's an amazing story.
Yeah, the short of it is literally through Facebook. You spoke about consistency, community, and just making sure I'm always like making sure I'm there, I'm doing things. So I think a lot of people watched my growth, and one lady called Ntando Kazi hit me up on Facebook, and I was like, yo, I live in London. I always go to the show. I think it would be perfect for this. So here's a submission link. If you want to, please try it out. And if you do get shortlisted, I would be happy to accommodate you.
What would that mean for your growth as a young designer, also as a young business person, being given this opportunity to take your label, to take your designs to London for Fashion Week? What do you think it's going to mean for you?
It's gonna mean a lot. I'm sorry. Like, it's there's fine. A lot happening in my mind, and I'm struggling to articulate it verbally. But just from starting something from such a space and receiving, I had both positive and negative comments when it came to like how I fashion my body. So coming from that and going overseas, like taking an experience and being able to package it in such a way that would take me to such spaces is huge. And I feel like we live in a place where the minute you break boundaries, that's when you get attention. So I feel like people would, it would do a lot to just the brand's name alone. And the experience from there would be amazing, just to connect with people there and see how things are done.
Because it's also about how people at home expect a certain style that a young black woman must
adopt. Yes.
But there's also the international, particularly Western gaze on, oh, is that fact? Is that African fashion design?
Exactly.
That doesn't look African.
Exactly.
You want to break that mold.
Yes. And I, the other reason why I love the African part of Africa Fashion London is that there's this expectation that I'm going to rock up there with African print, and I'm not
just swish swish.
Exactly. So I'm not. I'm
swish in the belly.
Opposite of that, and still represent my Africanness through that, because there's a lot of us here. There's different cultures. There's different styles.
The grunge. Look, there are other sort of people doing it, for example, in music. Like, for example, I read of a Botswanan hard metal band.
Yes.
And you know them.
Yes, they infuse like Western, so they take like punk rock,
yes,
and then they mix it with the cowboy aesthetic.
Yes.
And then they're super black, like they're dark. Sorry to say it like that, but like, it just, to me, it looks so good. It's like a nice representation and a point of reference.
Grunge coming from Seattle, bands like Nirvana.
Yes, Blink-182.
Oh.
What's the other one? Alice in Chains. Yeah. Yeah.
Growing up in Guguleta, you're not supposed to listen to that music.
I was doing it in my room. So I would go outside and, you know, be part of the common culture, the common trends. And then when I'm in my space, I'm like, this is actually what I want to listen to. And I would jam to those songs and I would relate to them, because grunge, as much as it's rocky, there's lyrics and it's very emotional, and it just touches bases on topics that I really wanted to explore, but not really talk to anyone about them. So it was a nice space. It was a nice comfort space.
You have commitment to continue with this dream of yours. You've had commitment to travel from Delft, taken two taxis to get to us here in Greenpoint this morning just so that you can talk and have 9 minutes on radio with us. You're committed and going to London in 2023. What happens after that? Okay, there could be an opportunity that all of a sudden you're snapped up by a large fashion designer saying, we never see you again. But what are your longer term plans, Anita?
Honestly, sustainability. Within the creative space, it takes some time to like build up and actually like have a sustainable income. I want to be in a space where, even if that opportunity would come, I would say yes. I would want to come back to South Africa, but I would focus on just making sure that my brand or my business moves in a space where I can sustain myself, I can create employment, I could scale up in that section of things. So that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping to get buyers in contact with me. I'm hoping to scale up. I'm hoping to have more sales and then sustain, employ, and continue. Yes.
Anita Thlazo,
yes,
keep us up to date about what you're doing. Really appreciate your time. Go to Instagram, Afro Grunge. Simple as that. One word, at Afro Grunge. You'll see her designs, her style, and do support her. She's going to be showcasing her work, invited to Africa Fashion Week in London in October 2023, and you're going to hear her name, I promise you, in coming years. Anita Thlazo, thanks so much for joining us. But that's